Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Disappearance at All, written by Julie Wasmer, read by Willow Nash. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26 2JT. Feel you behind me on the stair. I look around and you're not there. Seems like you vanished in thin air. The Cinceros, Disappearing. Lyrics by Mark Kjeldsen. Part 1. Chapter 1. It was late afternoon on a sunny Wednesday in August, and the view from Whitstable's prom showed plenty of holidaymakers on the beach, even though the tide was retreating. Brave kids and determined swimmers had headed out with it, hoping to find sufficient depth to float a lilo or to manage a few last strokes before giving up and plodding back across a great plain of estuary mud towards the pebbled shore. Pearl Nolan watched them. She was seated on a wooden bench at the foot of some grassy slopes, which were dotted with rows of colourful beach huts, their porches slung with pastel shades of bunting swaying in the warm breeze. The pale grey vintage dress she wore perfectly matched the colour of her moonstone eyes, and a few sheets of paper rested on her lap, though what was written on them had failed to hold her attention. Instead, she had slipped off her reading glasses and propped them high on her head, in front of a hair clip which barely tamed her long dark curls, as she gazed straight ahead, realising that the concrete prom before her appeared almost like a symbolic frontier, separating the Whitstable natives from the tourists on the beach. The acronym DFLs, commonly used by local people for Down From Londoners, was appropriate, as the majority of Whitstable's summer visitors consisted of day-trippers, keen to exchange the stifling city for a stretch of airy coastline. For those who remained immune to the pleasures of Whitstable's Pebble Beach, there were always the delights of the two main thoroughfares of the High Street and Harbour Street, where an eclectic mix of quirky independent shops offered all manner of items, from connoisseur cheese to vintage vinyl. A morning spent shopping in Whitstable generated hearty appetites, and by lunchtime visitors could be found huddling outside the town's various eateries to peruse the menus on offer. Many would be seduced by the panoramic views of the beach-facing establishments, but there were plenty who fell for the more informal charms of Pearl Nolan's own restaurant, the Whitstable Pearl, especially since it served the best seafood in town. Over the past 20 years, Pearl had developed a menu to satisfy both locals and visitors, with a selection of signature dishes that included squid encased in a light chili tempura batter, marinated sashimi of tuna, mackerel and wild salmon, and a popular staple of sardines with garlic and chili ajillo. But one thing always remained in popular demand. The single item that defined this little North Kent town, which might have gone quite unnoticed without it, its native oyster. Every year, the weekend closest to the 25th of July signalled the start of the town's oyster festival, the date marking the Feast of St. James, when a veritable tsunami of visitors descended from all over the world to celebrate the famous bivalve, with a series of events that included an eye-catching parade, a tug-of-war, concerts, fringe theatre, and the inevitable oyster-eating shuck, during which a dozen of Whitstable's finest mollusks would be downed in record time. So popular had the festival become that every hotel, guest house, holiday apartment and campsite space was booked throughout the entire period, leading some to complain that the festival had now outgrown its location and should be limited so it could once again return to being a low-key event for the enjoyment of local families. But the genie was out of the bottle, and while the pages of Sunday Colour supplements continued to be splashed with glowing reports about this eccentric little fishing town that had managed to retain its character in spite of being only an hour and a half's travel from London, Whitstable would continue to draw its summer visitors like wasps to an open pot of jam. Now that the Oyster Festival had come and gone, Pearl was reminded that the next significant date on the town's calendar